Our Father, Thou art holy, and all Thy works are done in truth. On this new moon day, we with Thy creation praise Thy name, O Yahweh. For as Thou commanded, all were created. As Thou established the heavens forever and ever by a decree which shall not pass, so we come. As Thou hast appointed the moon for seasons which are for Thy worship, so we worship. As the moon be a faithful witness of Thy covenant in the heavens, ordained by Thy word, so we praise Thy faithfulness. As it is, so shall it be commanded in Thy kingdom to come, in the new heavens and the new earth, that all flesh shall worship before Thee. From one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, as Thou hast said by Thy holy prophets, so do we come before Thee this day, which Thou hast made, O Lord. We now bow the knee and confess the name of Jesus Christ and His blood of the new covenant to the glory of Thou, our Father. We ask, accept our humble praise and worship this day through the sanctification of the Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ, Thy only Son, our Lord, our Mediator and our High Priest. Amen. Well, if we will, we have a couple songs that we're pretty used to singing for the new moon. We have Psalm 81, which is our traditional new moon psalm. We also have Psalm 148, which is to Old 100 of the Psalm of Praise. And so we'll start with the Psalm of Praise this morning. That's in the loose sleeve. Wow, this one's a little bit more of a little booklet. Psalm 148.
Hallelujah.
Appointed is for charge to Israel and the law.
of Jacob's God was this. To Joseph this a testimony he made when Egypt ran. He traveled through where speech I heard, I did not understand. His shoulder I from burdens took, his hands from pots did free. Thou didst in trouble on me call, and I delivered thee. In secret place of thundering, I did the answer make. And at the streams of Meribah, of thee approved it take. O thou my people, given ear, I'll testify to thee. To thee, O Israel, if thou wilt but hearken unto thee. In midst of thee there shall not be any strange god at all, nor unto any god unknown thou bowing down shalt fall. I am the Lord thy God, which did from Egypt land thee guide. I'll fill thy mouth abundantly, do thou it open wide. But yet my people to my voice would not attentive be, and even my chosen Israel, he would have none of me. So to the lusts of their own hearts I them delivered, and then in counsels of their own they vainly wandered. Oh, that my people had me heard, Israel my ways had chose. I had their enemies soon subdued, my hand turned on their foes. The haters of the Lord to him submission should have feigned, but as for them their time should have forevermore remained. He should have also fed them with the finest of the wheat, of honey from the rock I fill, I should have made thee eat.
All right. Well, we'll go from there to our Old and New Testament lessons today. Today we remember the Ten Commandments, so if we have our Bible, we'll go to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. And we will begin in 2, and we will go all together rather than going back and forth. Verse 2. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they were moved and stood afar off. We will end there with our Old Testament lesson, which is always relevant every month. And we will go to Hebrews chapter 8, which is a quote from Jeremiah 31, which is a nice, because that helps unify and give us the understanding of how God is faithful from one age to the next. Hebrews. Chapter 8. Bibles don't fall apart in the process. And we're going to start in verse 7. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. And we will, why don't we say this together as well? And then we will get into the Bible study. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land into Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant, ye have made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Amen. If you have your convocation booklet, we have the sign of the covenant, which immediately follows that in the book of Jeremiah, Pledge of the Covenant. Jeremiah 31, 35 through 37. So the Pledge of the Covenant at the very top. Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day,
and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar.
Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh,
then the sea of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Thus saith Yahweh,
if that heaven could be measured, and the foundation of the earth search out to me,
I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yahweh. Aren't you happy the sun came up this morning and the moon is still having new moons? I am, because that means his mercy is renewed. Well, we may be seated. We'll save our other two psalms for later. We'll get situated here. Well, as usual, I do not have a series I'm going to begin on this new moon. I want to actually kind of cover the liturgy of the month and then tie that into what we're going to talk about. So let me get a little bit situated. Grab my other microphone, computer thingy. Technical term. My Bible over here. All right. Today we're going to look at the prophet Jeremiah particularly, and we're going to get that from, if you would consider things in the Bible. So we will be going to Jeremiah 1 here in Bible study, but before we get there, let me go through some other liturgical remembrances for this new moon and what the Bible tells us happened during this month before we get started technically, and then I will weave that into our Bible study for today. Probably the one most memorable thing that happened on the fifth new moon of the agricultural year of the people of Israel is that Aaron died today. Aaron died on the new moon. Numbers chapter 33, verse 38 tells us of the death of Aaron, the priest, in Mount Hor. He was 123 years old. 123 years old was Aaron when he died. That's a pretty long life. You can't top that too much these days. I guess there may be a few people that make it that far, but it's not real common anymore. Numbers 33, 38 through 39 tells us Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the commandment of Yahweh and died. We were just talking the other day about knowing somebody who was told you have 3 days to live and they died in 3 days. Yahweh just said, go up to the top of that mountain and die. I find that to be an interesting way that God deals with his prophets and priests and people sometimes. We're told that this was in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. In other words, today in the new moon. And so that's interesting because if you remember, 40 years is what it took for all the men of war to die in the wilderness before the people could enter. So this had to happen. Aaron had to die also in order for the people, even though he was the high priest, to enter into the promised land. So that's pretty interesting. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6 gives us a little bit more insight on this. It says, the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jachin to Mazarah, and there Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. And so, in other words, Eleazar also took his office on this same day, and the Lord gave him that office. Also in the book of Ezra, we have a special remembrance in Ezra 7, 8 through 10. And that special remembrance tells us that Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, not given a specific day, but it sounds as if maybe he came on the new moon or arrived there shortly before or after, however that worked, which was in the seventh year of the king, for upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon. So it took him 5 months to journey. And on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of Yahweh and to do it and to teach Israel statutes and judgments. That was a message in and of itself I had thought about putting together, but I did that last year or so. Decided to move on to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1 also tells us that the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah. It says in Jeremiah 1:1, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahweh came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, if you remember that was the last king of Judah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. And so we're also told in Jeremiah 28, some fulfillment language, it came to pass in the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azor, the prophet,
which was at Gibeon, spake unto me, unto Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. And so there's a fulfillment that happens also in the same exact month. And so one of the things that we know is that Jeremiah the prophet was spoke to by God in the fifth month, that Ezra the priest and servant of the king was also dealt with on this fifth month. Aaron died on this fifth month. Eleazar was anointed on this fifth month. And so while many people in the world may not care about how biblical things happen, I would have to say that it's a highly important thing to remember if you want to have a good Bible study throughout the year. You just have to find where those things are mentioned and go and look them up. I think that's the message that Jeremiah gives us for this new moon. I'm happy I was able to share it. Hope it came out clear. Hope it's able to encourage some people in the way we need to go in our Christian faith. And so we're going to just end right here, and we'll take a little break and come back as usual to our finishing worship.
So far, we had a good report on our new microphones, so that's a good, that was a good sign. And sing the last two psalms we've got here, and then we'll end with a confirmation of the Athanasian Creed. Psalm 19, the tune of fountain.
Their line is gone.
temple wise. The statutes of the Lord are right and do rejoice the heart. The Lord's command is pure and doth light to the eyes impart. Unspotted is the fear of God and doth endure forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. They more than gold, yea, much fine gold to be desired are. Than honey, honey from the comb, that droppeth sweeter far. Moreover, they thy servant warn, how he his life should frame. A great reward provided is for them that keep the same. Who can his errors understand? From secret faults thy servant keep, from all presumptuous sins, and do not suffer them to have dominion over me. Then righteous and innocent I from my sin shall be. The words which from my mouth proceed, the thoughts and from my heart. Accept, O Lord, for thou my strength and my Redeemer art.
Very much the God that controls the heavens is the one who gives us strength and redemption. That's kind of the theme of that psalm. Psalm 89D is a short one, and then this is our last song.
Before me last for aye.
we should, what is it that keeps God faithful to us? His covenant with His Son, with His King. He never removes His love from Christ. And that's why we're in the Beloved, Ephesians chapter 1.
Well, we are going to go to the Athanasian Creed, and we're going to close this service down today. We do this every month to teach us the lesson that our fathers had put together over 1,000 years ago to express the triune nature of God, how important it is to understand it, how we should believe in it, and how it is that we should have faith in it. And so, as I point out time and again, especially for new listeners, if anyone questions any of these things, I will provide the copy that has all the Bible verses imbued into it, and you may study that at your leisure. But this is certainly part of our confession and our covenant here as a covenant church and believing these things together. The Athanasian Creed. Whosoever will be saved before all things, it is necessary that he hold the uniting faith.
With faith except everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly.
And the uniting faith is this,
that we worship one Yahweh God in Trinity in unity,
neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance.
For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit.
But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one.
The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, and the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal.
So there are not three uncreated, nor three infinite, but one uncreated and one infinite.
So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet they are not three almighty, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet they are not three gods, but one God.
So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Spirit Lord.
And yet not three Lord Yahweh, but one Yahweh.
For like as we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord,
so are we forbidden by the united religion to say, there be three gods or three lords.
The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten.
The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity none is afore or after another, none is greater or lesser than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal.
So that in all things, as afore stated, the unity is in Trinity, and the Trinity is in unity to be worshipped.
He therefore that will be saved must thus think of the Trinity.
Furthermore, it is necessary in everlasting salvation that one also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God in man.
God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the world, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world.
Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting.
Equal to the Father as such is his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as such is his manhood.
Who although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ.
One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of the manhood into God.
One, altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ,
who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead.
He ascended into heaven, and he sitteth on the right hand of the Father God Almighty,
from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
At his coming all men shall rise again with their bodies,
and shall give account for their works.
And they that have done good shall go into the life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire.
This is the uniting faith, which except one believe, they shall not be saved. Christian, would you mind ending us in a word of prayer today?
No, I wouldn't. Dear Yahweh, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. Thank you for the new moon. Thank you for another month that we've gone by, that we're able to have life and breath, and that we can walk and talk, Lord. Thank you for the many blessings that you give us, that you give us strength, God. Lord, I would just continue to ask that we would treasure the new moon, and that we would treasure the Sabbath, God, and that you would just give us even deeper understanding to your calendar, Lord, and help us to stay steadfast in what the prophet Isaiah said, and that that you are the one who says that we'll come to worship you every Sabbath and every new moon. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd increase our faith. Lord, this upcoming month, I pray that you would help us with our work, give us physical strength, give us an overwhelming amount of strength, Lord God. That we're to work 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Help us to work hard and to work for your glory and your honor and to give praise for you. I pray that you'd increase our skill sets, God. Increase our wisdom that's in our minds, God, and increase just the skill with our physical hands. And and then that goes for people that are listening in, God, and whatever work field they're in. Pray that you bless them and bless their labors, whether they do marketing or physical labor or computer work. Bless them even more, God, and help them. And, Lord, if we do ask that you would increase the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, I pray that you give us more joy, more love, more patience, and kindness, and gentleness, and self-control. And, God, please help us to be like Jeremiah, to be bold also, and to be courageous, and to gird up our loins, God, and not to fear man, but to fear you. Please help us in that area, Lord God. And Lord, just for the people that are sick, that we know, that are near and abroad, I pray that you'd help them and for their future doctor's appointments, that you would give the doctors wisdom on to know what to do, and that it would be your will that those problems would be fixed, Lord. And Lord, I do thank you for this food that we're about to eat. Bless it and nourish our bodies. Thank you for the fruit that comes from the earth, God. And I just pray that you'd help us to love you more with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, and to consider others better than ourselves, as you said in Philippians, God, and, put ourselves before others. And so, Lord God, I ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.